It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway, located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Welcome to Nelson Field, everyone, in Dawson. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. This is the Subway pregame show, and what a beautiful night for Junior American Legion baseball between the Madison Junior Legion team and the Dawson Dirt Dogs, they call themselves, Junior Legion team. So our first Junior Legion baseball, summer baseball game of the season, and I'm looking forward to it. Got a lot of people coming in the Nelson Field here. The concession stand's open. And, of course, big stuff in Dawson this week. Riverfest begins. I believe it's tomorrow, the official opening of Riverfest, which is Merchant Night here at Nelson Field. But tonight we got Junior Legion Baseball. Right now the Madison Legion team taking their infield with coaches Tony Smith and Jared Royland. Dawson has completed their infield. And so, oh, I see my good friend Clint Schiller is umping tonight here in Dawson. So just got a shout-out to Clint down there. He does a good job of umpiring. I like to know how many games he has umpired in his career. It's been a lot. So tell you what, let's go through your starting lineups. For the Dawson Dirt Dogs, they have a nickname. They are 1-1 on the season. They beat Canby, and they lost to Bold. You're starting. Leading off for Dawson is the shortstop, Eli Olson. The left fielder and batting second, Kyan Mosing. The center fielder and batting third, Cam Sather. Batting fourth and pitching tonight is Colton Boffin. Batting fifth and playing first base, Colin Olson. Holland Shocker bat sixth and play right field. Aiden Dahl will bat seventh and catch. Ace Larson will bat eighth and play third base, and Braden Jaden, he'll bat ninth and play second base. And the Dirt Dogs are coached by Ken Sather, Randy Mosing, and Josh Staub. That's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for the Dawson Dirt Dogs. For Madison Junior Legion team, leading off will be Brent Schomer, the catcher, batting second and playing second base, Gavin Mortensen. Batting third and playing shortstop, Gavin Meyer. Batting fourth and playing third base, Grant Bierke. Batting fifth and pitching for Madison tonight is Nolan Smith. Batting sixth and playing center field, Carter Moan. Batting seventh and playing first base, Kaysen Heineke. Batting eighth and playing right field, Malcolm Lilliard. And batting ninth and playing left field, Jackson Fernals. Madison head coach is Jared Royland, assisted by Tony Smith. And Tony and Ken are gathered around the two umpires at home plate going over the ground rules here. Beautiful complex here in Dawson at Nelson Field. And that is your State Farm Insurance starting lineups brought to you by Tony Orata, your State Farm Insurance agent with offices in Canby and Madison. And that wraps up your Subway pregame show. We'll be back after the national anthem here at Nelson Field and our first pitch between Madison and Dawson in Junior Legion Baseball right after this.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clara City.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time, right here on Q92. sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Toffee Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cottleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Minnesota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lane's Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Sports brought to you in part on Q92 by Ag Plus Cooperative of Canby, Ivanhoe, Hendricks, Minnesota, Ghent, Marshall, and Slayton. See them for all your ag, fuel, and fertilizer needs. It's Ag Plus Cooperative.
Also brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, your sporting goods leader located in Dawson. Call 769-2317. Their website is www.jimsclothing.com for all your embroidery and team needs. It's Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods. Also brought to you by Lee Motor Company, your Northland Ford dealer. Located East Highway 212 in Dawson. See them for new and used cars. Lee Motor Company, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. Call 320-769-2365.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls. Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls, providing Senex Premium Diesel Fuels, propane, oil, grease, and now DEFT delivery. For any of your farm, business, or personal needs, please call Farmers Union Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls at 320-269-8861. That's 269-8861. Thank you, and we appreciate your business. That's Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls.
Welcome back to Nelson Field, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports on a beautiful, Tuesday night, early in the week. Tomorrow night, I'll be at Lac La Parle Valley with our first ever broadcast of American Legion softball. That's right. American Legion has started the softball league in the state of Minnesota. I believe it's the second year in existence. And so I'll be out at Lac La Parle Valley. The Milan Legion, they call them, I think they're the Crushers. The Milan Crushers, they'll take on Minnesota in a doubleheader. It starts at 6 o'clock. You'll hear the 6 o'clock game right here on Q92 tomorrow night. All right, Dawson is the home team, of course, here at Nelson Field. And on the mound, Colton Poppin is warming up. He's a right-hander. And once again, defensively, for the Dirt Dogs, Aiden Dahl behind the plate, Colin Olson at first, Braden Jaden at second, Eli Olson playing short. Ace Larson's over at third base, Kyan Mosing out in left, Kansas Sather in center, and Holland Shocker in right. That's your defense for Dawson Junior Legion team. Leading off for Madison will be Brent Schomer, the catcher, followed by Gavin Mortensen and Gavin Meyer. And Colton Boffin just finishing up his warm-ups here. Clint Schiller will be behind the plate calling the balls and strikes tonight. I call him the bearded man, the bearded ump, and referee. Does a lot of referee basketball games in our Q92 listener and does a great job.
Now it's the back for Madison. Your catcher, number 14, Brant Schomer.
Here's number 14, Brant Schomer, the catcher for Madison, and Boffin in his windup, and the first pitch of the game is a strike. They've made quite a bit of improvements here over the year, the last few years here at Nelson Field, and it looks fantastic. Here's the 0-1 pitch. There's a shot foul to the netting, which I understand is kind of new netting here. Easier to see through. So I got two strikes. 0-2 to Schomer. It's a high fly ball foul out of play down the left field line. I'm going to be talking a lot about the Rarefest celebration going on between the innings here in Dawson. Starts tomorrow and runs through Sunday. And a lot of activities. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Schomer from Boffin. And he pops that one. And this is going to be catchable in foul territory in front of the dugout. And Dahl, the catcher, can't make the catch right in front of the Madison third base dugout. Boffin jumped off the mound for Dawson, try to get there too. So Schomer stays alive with an 0-2 count. Glad you're with us on Q92 and also listening online on KLQPFM.com. Boffin is winding up as the sun shines. There's a ground ball hit to Olson at short. He knocks it down to throw to first, and they get him. Nice recovery there by the shortstop, Eli Olson. Knocked it down, kept the ball in front of him, and made the strong throw over there to Colin Olson at first base for the first out here in the top of the first inning. Madison, they come in with a record of 2 wins and 1 loss. Here's Gavin Mortensen. First pitch from Boffin is high for a ball. Jared Royland coaching in the third base coaching box. Tony Smith over at first base. Next pitch, swing and a miss for strike one. 1-1 to Mortensen. Gavin Meyer waiting his turn on deck. Boffin in his windup in the 1-1 pitch. Low and outside for ball two, 2-1. Looking at RB Clay Field over there. I'm getting excited for high school football. Got the summer to go through yet, but my favorite time of the year is fall. Oh, look out! And Mortensen goes hit by the pitch right on the hip. So Madison gets a base runner.
Madison, your shortstop, Gavin Meyer.
Here's Gavin Meyer, the shortstop. So Mortensen trots down to first base. There's one out here in the top of the first. Ball game just underway. Nice crowd on hand here. Throw over to first by Colton. And Schomer, the second out of the inning. High fly ball by Meyer for out number two. Here's Grant Bierke stepping into the batter's box. Two outs here in the top of the first. And a strike called there to Bierke. That was Gavin Mortensen. Gavin Mortensen running at first base. My mistake. Schomer grounded out to short to start the game. Here's Bierke. There goes the runner. Here's the throw from Dahl, the catcher, and he is safe. Stolen base there for Gavin Mortensen. So Grant Bierke, I believe it's a 1-1 count to Grant. With a runner in scoring position here now for Madison. Colton Boffin, tall right-hander. The 1-1 pitch. Curveball outside for ball two. 2-1 to Bierke. Could use a little breeze, I think, tonight. A little still out there. A little muggy. And not as muggy as last night, that's for sure. 2-1 count to Bierke. And there's a ground ball over the head of the pitcher. And it's off Jaden's glove, the second baseman, rounding third. Now throw it over to third. And getting back is Mortensen. He rounded third. They're heading for home, and he put the brakes on. So an error there for Dawson.
Batting fifth, your pitcher, number 11, Nolan Smith.
Bjerke, ball was hit by Bjerke. It was a high hopper over the head, over the pitcher's mound. Braden Jaden, the second baseman, charging in. Couldn't field it cleanly. And then Mortensen rounded third and is going to head for home. And there goes the runner from first. That's Bjerke, and he's no throw on the play. So Madison, the runner's on second and third, two outs. And Nolan Smith is batting, the left-handed batter. And here's the pitch from Bothan, outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Really have a nice scoreboard here in Dawson. At the, I think it's the LED lights. It lights up bright. Here's the 1-1 pitch. High for ball two to Nolan Smith. Nolan will be pitching for Madison. The Dirt Dogs trying to get this last out here, this third out. Runners on second and third. Pitch is high for ball three by Bothan. Three balls, one strike here to Nolan Smith, and the pitch. And that's strike two. We got a full count with two outs. Full count with two outs and two on second and third. Bothan is wind up and the pitch. Pop foul down the third base line, out of play. This might hit a car. Ooh, just missed the car. I had a good view of that one. That was close. Do it all over, full count, two outs, big pitch here for Colton Bothan. And here it is. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Big strikeout there for Bothan. And that'll end the inning for Madison. No runs, no hits, one Dawson error, and Madison leaves two on base. We'll go to the bottom of the first with the Dawson Dirt Dogs coming to bat. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your number one florist in the area, Heather Nursery Floral and Gifts, located downtown Dawson, Madison, and the Smith Edition in Montevideo. They are your telefloral. Check them out for all your gift needs as well. Also brought to you by AGP, Ag Processing in Dawson, providing a soybean market for 310 local cooperatives and their 300,000 farmer owner. AGP Ag Processing in Dawson.
Shibble Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, understands the value of teamwork. That's why we are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hard-working student-athletes in our communities. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact your Shibble Mutual agent today. Contact Mitch Gertis at 320-289-2388.
Welcome back to Nelson Field. No score between Madison and Dawson in Junior American Legion Baseball. Hey, tomorrow Riverfest begins here in Dawson. Of course, here at Nelson Field tomorrow night is Baseball Merchant Night. It's a big night. A lot of people come down. A lot of prizes are given away. The Dirt Devils, Dawson 1 team, will take on Dawson 2 team at 5 o'clock tomorrow. Then come on down and watch the Dawson Drakes host the Mineota Mudhens at 8 o'clock. Merchant giveaways throughout the Drakes game. So you want to be here for the Drakes game tomorrow night. And I know Terry Overlander and the Dawson Chamber have been collecting a lot of prizes to give away. So it's always a fun night on Merchant Night here in Dawson. That's tomorrow night. All right, pitching for Madison is Nolan Smith. Nolan will be a junior next year at Lac Parle Valley. Defensively for Madison, behind the plate, Brad Schomer, Kaysen Heineke's at first, Gavin Mortensen at second, Gavin Meyer at short, Grant Bjerke's at third base. Out in left field, Jackson Fernalls. Out in center, Carter Moan. And then right field, Malcolm Lilliard.
For your dog and
your
dog. Shortstop, number 1, Eli Olson.
And here's Dawson's Eli Olson. First batter for the Dirt Dogs. I like that nickname, the Dirt Dogs. They got the Dirt Devils. Here's the first pitch by Smith is a strike. Nolan on the mound here. I'm not sure how much innings he got in the JV for Lacapaul Valley this spring. I'm guessing quite a few. And Smith delivers and is a pop fly down the left field line. The third baseman's going to make the catch in foul territory. Grant Bierke hauls it in for the out in foul territory. Nice running catch there by Bierke.
Your left fielder, number 8, Kyan Mosing.
And there's one out. Here's Kyan Mosing, the left fielder for Dawson. Good play there by the third baseman for Madison, Bierke. Here's Smith's pitch to Mosing, and it's a strike. Dolan throws strikes, and you don't waste much time between pitches. On deck is Cam Sather. Here's the pitch to Mosing, and that's low and away for ball one. To Kyan. Oh, what a nice evening here in Dawson tonight. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Mosing, swing and a miss for strike two. One ball, two strikes to Mosing. One out here in the bottom of the first, no score between Madison and Dawson in American Legion, Junior American Legion baseball. Here's a 1-2 pitch from Smith. Pop foul to the backstop, and Mosing stays alive. Count remains 1-2. Remember, the big Riverfest parade is on Sunday. And there's called strike three. Fastball by Smith. First strike out there for Smith. Then there's two outs. Here's Cam Sather. Left-handed batter, playing center field. What a varsity career or varsity season he had for the Blackjacks. And what a season the Blackjacks had. One of the better seasons in school history. And the pitch is a strike to Sather. Made it to the section championship game and unfortunately lost two games to Lacapaul Valley in Granite Falls. Sent the Eagles to state. There's a curveball missed by Smith. Sather, yeah, can really play center field. He's got a lot of speed out there. Here's a windup and the 1-1 pitch from Smith. Swing and foul back for strike two. So one ball, two strikes to Sather. Sather will get a bowl aboard. Colton Bothan on deck, a Dawson pitcher. Smith, the right-hander, in his windup and the delivery. Ooh, inside, almost hit him. Ball two. To number four, Cam Sather. In the press box tonight, 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed and gets away from the catcher. Schomer throw it on the first, not going to get there. So Dawson gets a base runner. And here's Colton Bothan.
Your pitcher, number 14, Colton Bothan.
Here's Colton Bothan with two outs here in the bottom of the first. Blackjacks have a base runner in Sather at first, if he goes here. He does. There's the pitch and no throw. Sather with a stolen base. Colton Bothan at the plate. Number four batter for Dawson. The pitch. Gets by the catcher again, Schomer, and now going down to third base is Sather. So just like that, two pitches, and Sather goes from first to third for Dawson. Smith got one ball, one strike on Colton Bothan. From the stretch, checks his runner at third, pitch outside for ball two, 2-1. Concession stand is open. If you have some time, come on over to Dawson and watch a good game going on here. Here's the next pitch. There's a shot to right field. This might drop in there, and it does. And that's an RBI single for Colton Bothan. He helps his own cause there. Out the right field, scoring Sather. And it's 1-0 Dawson. Here's number 15, Colin Olson. Has happened on two outs. Sather actually struck out And the pitch is high to Colin. Colin also a part of that Blackjack varsity baseball team. Ken Sather, the coach, down at third base. From the stretch, there goes the runner. Here's a high fly ball center field. Carter Moan doesn't have to move. Oh, he dropped the ball. And around third, and he's going to be held up at third. Oh, my. Oh, my. Carter. I don't know if he pulled his glove down early or what happened. But Carter, it was just a routine high pop-up to center. Carter didn't even have to move. And, boy, he put his hand up, and the ball just fell out of his glove. And Botten got to third base. He was going to go home, but they held him up. So runners on the corners for Dawson. Here's Holland Shocker, the right fielder for Dawson. Smith from the stretch checks his runners on the corners, and here's the pitch to Shocker. Swing and a miss for strike one. An RBI out there for Shocker if he gets a base hit. One ball, one strike to Holland. Smith pitch. Swing and a miss. There goes the runner to second. The throw down there, not in time. Gets by the second base, the shortstop, and staying at third base was Colton Botten. So Dawson now, the runners on second and third. And I think that was a strike to Shocker. Yep, one ball, two strikes to Holland. Two outs. Madison trying to get this third out here. Here's the pitch outside for ball two. Two and two. Two and two, two outs, two on. Number seven, Holland Shocker at the plate for Dawson. Here's the pitch from Smith. Oh, a long fly ball deep right field. This is well hit. It's going to go to the warning track. This is going to score two runs. Shocker's on his way to third base. And he's in with a two RBI triple for Holland Shocker. Oh, he tatered that one. The deep right field, scoring Botten and Olsen. And Coach Smith calling a timeout here. And he'll walk out to the mound. It's 3-0 Dawson. Boy, I thought that was going to be a home run. Shocker, the right fielder, Malcolm Lillier, didn't have a chance, a prayer on that one. He got there quickly, but it looked like it landed almost on the warning track in right center field. And he tatered that one. Holland Shocker, two RBI triple. And Coach Smith back into the third base dugout, talking with his son Nolan in the infield. All this with two outs. That's what's frustrating about it. Bart Hill, oh, there's a pop-up here by Aiden Dahl in the shortstop. Gavin Meyer will haul it in for the out, third out of the inning. So Dawson scores three runs on two hits, two Madison errors, and one left on base for Dawson. So we will go to the top of the second. The Dawson Dirt Dogs lead the Madison Junior Legion team by a score of 3-0. You're listening to Junior American Legion Baseball right here on Q92.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193.
Another fine sports booster is Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan Water offers a number of services, water softeners, rentals, salt, and the great service you are used to from Culligan Water. Call Jason today at 605-886-4830. Culligan Water, better water, pure and simple. For your next car, shop Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson. Erickson Chevrolet, located right on Highway 212, has a large inventory of new and used cars and trucks to choose from. Stop in and see Mike today. That's Erickson Chevrolet, located conveniently in Dawson along Highway 212 and a proud supporter of high school sports.
Another of our fine sports boosters, the Dawson Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212. Dawson, Dustin Casey, and the gang invite you to come on in for a full meal or one of those delicious, refreshing Dairy Queen treats. That's the Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212, Dawson. Happy to be one of our Q92 sports boosters.
Sports also brought to you by Dawson Auto Glass, owned and operated by Sean Duth of Dawson. Call 320-226-1900 for complete auto, semi-truck glass repair and replacement. Rock chip repairs, work with all insurance companies, same-day service. They come right to your house. Dawson Auto Glass, located in Dawson. Call 320-226-1900.
And sports brought to you on Q92 by Ridgeview Seeds, home of Beck's, the largest family-owned retail seed company in the United States. For information or to place an order, call Aaron Tasto at 320-888-1111 or Luke Oy at 320-894-0706 for Beck's and Ridgeview Seeds.
T&D Bartonwood Rustics' Tom and Delight Lovickson says whether you're in need of a last-minute gift, decor for your home, new furniture, or custom woodwork, they can do it for you. It's appointments only at T&D Bartonwood Rustics, so give Tom and Delight a call at 605-695-1246. That's 605-695-1246 today. That's T&D Bartonwood Rustics, Tom and Delight Ludvigson, owners.
All right, coming out of a commercial break, Carter Moen for Madison hit a long fly ball out the left field, and Kyan Mosing was there to make the catch. So there's one out here in the top of the second. Dawson leading 3-0 on a big 2-RBI triple by Holland Shocker for Dawson in the bottom of the first inning. 3-0 Dawson, and here's Heinicke. Jason Heinicke, the first baseman. Two balls, one strike to Heinicke. Here in the top of the second. Pitching for Dawson is Colton Boffin. Here's the next pitch down low. For ball three. This is the 6, 7, and 8 batters in the batting order for Madison. Jason Heinicke at the plate. 3-1 count. And Boffin's pitch. Swing and a miss for strike two. Big healthy cut there by Kaysen. Full count, one out. Top of the second, 3-0 Dawson. Here's the pitch, and that's outside for ball four, and that's the first walk given up there by Boffin. He did hit Gavin Mortensen in the first inning.
Up to bat, number 7.
So Madison with a runner on first and one out, and here's the number 8 batter in the right fielder, the right fielder, Malcolm Lilliard, at the plate for Madison. From the stretch now, Colton Boffin. Here's the pitch, and the dirt gets away from the catcher. Down to second will go Heinicke. Jared Roiland clapping his hand, encouraging his ball player there, Malcolm Lilliard, at the plate. Jared, of course, goes down in Lacapaw Valley school history. Pitch inside there to Lilliard, as Jared will always be remembered for the 2012 state baseball hit in Madison's Lacapaw Valley's last at bat in Chaska. Here's a swing and a miss. Quite the comeback for the Eagles in the state tournament back in 2012. Baldwin's bunt got him on base, and Jared's hit, pinch hit, I should say. That was one of my favorite memories broadcasting high school sports. 3-1 to Malcolm Lilliard, runner on second, and that's Heinicke. Checking him is Boffin, and the pitch is high for ball four. So back-to-back walks here after Moen flied out to left field. And here's the number 9 batter, Jackson Fernald. And head coach Ken Sather calls time, goes out to talk with his team. And his pitcher with one out, and runners on first and second for Madison. Riverfest Grand Parade will be held Sunday at 2 o'clock. And that's coordinated, of course, by the Dawson Boyd Police Department. And it's always one of my favorite parades of the summer. So come on over for the Riverfest Parade, Grand Parade. 2 o'clock here in Dawson. That was a quick visit to the mound there by Coach Sather. Jackson Pernall is the number 9 batter at the plate. Boffin from the stretch. Here's a swing and foul back to the backstop. Heineke's at second. Lilliard's at first. Both of them were drawn of walks. Madison down 3-0 with an opportunity here in the top of the second inning. Here's Boffin's pitch and hits him. We got bases loaded. So 2 walks and a hit batsman has loaded him up for Madison. We'll go to the top of the order and Brant Schomer, the catcher.
Now up number 14, your catcher, Brant Schomer.
Infield is in on the grass. They'll come home. Nobody's holding the runners on. They have great big leads and the pitch outside to Schomer. So good opportunity here for Schomer with Madison down 3-0 here in the top of the second. Bases loaded. Swing and a miss for strike one. There by Colton Boffin. Big at bat here early in the ball game. Next pitch is a fly ball center field. Cam Sather running over and he makes the catch on the run. Taking up at third is Heineke and he'll score easy. So Schomer gets an RBI, sacrifice fly, flies out to Sather in center for the second out.
Second baseman, number 2, Gavin Mortensen.
And Heineke tags up from third and scores. It's 3-1. And here's Gavin Mortensen with runners on first and second. Now 2 outs, curveball, swing and a miss by number 2, Gavin Mortensen. Big cut there by Gavin. Boffin delivers. Oh, inside, just about hit him. 1-1 to Mortensen. He was hit by a pitch in the first inning. Here's the pitch. Curveball, a little pop-up right field. This might be trouble. Running over is the right fielder. Shocker and makes a running catch for the third out. Fine running catch there by Dawson's Holland Shocker in right field. So Madison had the bases loaded and just got one run out of it. We'll take a break. Dawson 3, Madison 1. Dirt Dogs coming to bat here in the bottom of the second. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Madison Bottling Company, distributor of those great RC products, including Diet RC, Sundrop, Cherry Lemon Sundrop, Madison Bottling Company, Madison, Minnesota. Also brought to you by United Prairie Bank of Madison and helping you find your horizon. Let United Prairie Bank help you find your horizon today. They're an equal housing lender and a member FDIC.
Puris in Dawson is a Minnesota-based family business that brings food producers, makers, and users all together to feed a growing plant-based revolution. Puris offers a family-friendly schedule, competitive wages, great benefits, and a safe work environment. Does that sound exciting to you? Starting wage is $20 per hour. Join the Puris team to make a real difference. Check out opportunities at Puris and apply online at purisfoods.com. Purus, safe people, safe food.
We're back here at Nelson Field. The score, Dawson 3, Madison 1 in Junior American Legion Baseball. Boy, Madison had a great opportunity there last inning with the bases loaded and one out, and they only could come up with one run. That was on a sacrifice fly by Schomer. So here we go, bottom of the second inning, Dawson batting.
Now off to bat, number 18, third baseman,
Ace Larson, his first at bat in the game. Ace Larson at the plate, and the pitch outside from Smith, Nolan Smith, the right-hander on the mound. The next pitch is a ball, I think it was, yep. I think so. 2-0. Smith delivers, and that's a strike. 2 balls, 1 strike to number 18, Ace Larson. good basketball player, too, for the Blackjacks. And the next pitch, swung on and missed for strike two. Two balls, two strikes. Some of the Blackjacks, I think, were there in Brookings? Was it Brookings or Aberdeen? Oh, Groton, South Dakota. Yeah, they won the tournament. There's a curveball, nasty breaking ball there by Smith. And a swing and a miss by Ace Larson. Second strikeout there for Smith. One out. Here's Braden Jaden. Braden Jaden, the number nine batter. Smith delivers, and it's in the dirt for ball one.
Up to bat. Number
Jody Mosing helping out
Braden Jaden.
And the PA, running a scoreboard and doing the PA. She's doing everything tonight. Next to me here, pitch outside, just a tad. Maybe that was inside or outside. It was to the backstop. Number nine batter, Braden Jaden, with one out here. Next pitch, and ooh, a strike called by the home plate umpire, Clint Schiller. Wow. Smith and his windup, and the pitch outside for ball three, I think. Three and one, yep. Three and one. Next pitch, coming up here by Nolan. And got a piece of it, he swung at it and just fouled it off for strike two. Three balls, two strikes. Full count to Jaden. Swing and a miss, a little off-speed pitch there. Back-to-back strikeouts for Nolan Smith. Now here's the top of the order, and Eli Olson.
Your shortstop, number one, Eli Olson.
Here's Eli. Flied out to the... Oh, yeah, he flied out to third base. Grant Bjerke made a nice catch in foul territory off Olson's bat. Oh, hits him. First pitch. That ball got away from Smith. Wait, I think that's the third hits batsman in the game here so far. We're only in the bottom of the second inning.
Up to bat, number eight, your left fielder, Kyan Mosing.
Here's Kyan Mosing. Kyan struck out in the first inning. He's placed left field for Dawson. Olson at first base, two outs. Dawson pitches high, gets away from the catcher, Schomer. Olson, big turn at second, bluffing to go to third. Dawson scored all their three runs in the last inning on two outs. Smith struck out Larson and Jaden and hit Olson. Now Olson's at second, Mosing at the plate. And the pitch is the ball, gets by the Schomer, thrown on the third, and I think he's a safe. Oh, that was close. Nice head first slide by Eli Olson in the third. The ball got away from the catcher Schomer just a tad bit. And Olson decided to take his chances and broke for third. It was the throw was right on the money. Bjerke put the tag on. Base umpire said safe. There's a high fly ball center field. Carter Moen underneath this one, and he makes the catch for the third out. Off the bat of Mosing, the center. So that'll end the inning. For Madison, no runs. Or for Dawson, excuse me, no runs, no hits, no errors, and they leave one left. We'll go to the top of the third inning here at Nelson Field in Dawson. Dawson three. Madison 1. We'll be right back.
Sports also brought to you in part on Q92 by Lane Dan Zeeson at Lane's Electric Nassau. Lane is a master electrician. He can do farm, commercial, and residential work in both Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Lane's Electric at 320-226-4988.
This is Kiana, and here at Greater Community Credit Union, we do what's best for our members, which means we offer competitive interest rates on our deposit accounts, such as savings, checking, and certificate of deposits and IRAs. Contact us today at 1-800-276-0025 for our current rates, or visit us online at greatercu.com, Greater Community Credit Union, because community matters. Member NCUA.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Dr. Paul Carlson and Dr. Linda Gang of Appleton Dental Care. They emphasize total preventive care for their patients. Total care begins with regular checkup visits. Dr. Paul and Dr. Linda provide complete professional dental services at competitive rates. New patients are welcome. Call Appleton Dental Care today at 320-289-2241. They are located behind Appleton Area Health Services.
Acera, powered by Farmers Mutual Telephone Company and Federated Telephone Co-op, are proud to sponsor Minnesota high schools on Q92. We know that it takes hard work and team effort to win any game. Good luck to all of the area teams.
3-1, Dawson Junior Legion leading Madison here in the top of the third inning. Gavin Meyer, Grant Bierke, and Nolan Smith, first three batters for Madison to face Colton Boffin, the right-hander for Dawson. And a pitch is outside for a ball. Tomorrow night, I'll be out at La Caparo Valley for Milan Legion softball. That's right, Milan Legion softball will take on Minneota at 6 o'clock. There's a hard hit ball. Oh, what a nice stop there by Ace Larson. Throw to first and they get him. What a play by Ace Larson at third base for Dawson. That was a hard hit ball by Gavin Meyer. I mean, a rocket. Right at Larson's ankles, he fielded it and kind of bobbled it a little bit, and then he threw a strong throw to first to Colin Olson for the out. One out. Wow, that was impressive. Here's another ground ball. Larson reaches for it, and it goes out in the left field for a base hit. We'll give a base hit there to Grant Bierke. Right between third and short, Larson kind of stretching out and trying to field it, and Eli Olson, the shortstop, had a shot at it, or close to it. So a base hit there for Bierke. Here's Nolan Smith. Nolan struck out in his first at-bat. Boffin will work from the stretch now. And Bierke, gets back, throw over to first, and Grant gets that uniform all nice and dirty. Got a lot to talk about in between innings here. A lot of things going on in the Q92 listening area this week. Pitch outside to number 11, Nolan Smith. Of course, the Busch Light Invite in Rosen this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Huge amateur baseball tournament. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Yeah, that's a strike to Smith. Pitcher versus pitcher here. Boffin pitching to Nolan Smith with Bierke at first base. Bierke's been on base twice in the game. And there goes Bierke. Here's the pitch outside. The throw from Dahl is a second. He's safe. Stolen base there for Grant Bierke. He's really got his baseball uniform dirty now. Two-two count to Smith. Big pitch here for Colton Boffin. He'll work check Bierke at second base. And the pitch. There's a pop-up left field. Mosing comes in. The left fielder makes the catch for the second out. So Smith goes opposite field there. Two outs. And here's Carter Moen. Carter Moen flied out to Mosing and left in his first at-bat. Madison down 3-1 here in the top of the third here at Nelson Field in Dawson tonight. The pitch fouled to the backstop for strike. Ball ricocheted right to Coach Tony Smith in the first base coaching box. One strike here to number 4, Carter Moen. Runner on second is Bierke. There's two outs here. The pitch from Boffin, swing and a miss by Moen for strike 2. A lot of Junior Legion teams in the conference. We'll go through the schedule here tonight in a little bit. Here's the pitch. Yeah, missed for a ball, I believe. One ball, two strikes. The pitch from Boffin, ground ball to third. Ace Larson fields it on one hop, and he throws wide, but it pulls him off the base, and then Olson drops the ball. He drops the ball. Bierke's going to score. Oh, my. Grant Bierke scores. What happened? Moen hit the ball to Ace Larson at third, and Ace threw it wide into the inside of the first base bag, pulled Olsen off the bag, and Carter Moen, Olsen swiped at him to tag him, and as he was taking him, the ball flew out of his glove, allowing Bjerke to score. It's 3-2. And Moen gets down to second base, and here's Heinicke with two strikes on him already. A swing and a called strike. Cason Heinicke walked and came around the score. Here's the next pitch. Got Carter Moen at second base. One ball, two strike count to Heinicke. See if Colton Bothan can get this third out here. Here's a pitch. Curveball, strike three. What a pitch by Colton Bothan. Boy, that was a nasty breaking ball there. And that was Colton's second strikeout of the game. And so that will end the inning, but Madison comes up with one run on one hit, one Dawson error, and they leave one on base. We'll go to the bottom of the third here at Nelson Field in Dawson. It's Dawson 3, Madison 2. We got a game, folks. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located 931 Chestnut Street in Dawson. Monica's Apparel and Accessories open Wednesdays through Fridays from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. till 5. And by appointment, call 320-769-4727.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Universal Forest Products Mineota. Come work for the team that knows how to be successful. They offer competitive pay and bonus structure, great benefits, 401k plan, paid holidays, and accrued vacation. Contact Human Resources at 507-872-6178 to learn more. Universal Forest Products, Mineota.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris Agent Appleton. You've given your best to grow it. Expect no less to protect it. Get in touch with Mark Boris Crop Insurance. Call toll-free 1-877-752-4545. Mark is licensed to serve growers in Minnesota and South Dakota. Sports brought to you by Jubilee Foods in Madison. Jubilee Foods open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Sports is also sponsored by the Ortonville Area Health Services that provides general nursing care and pool nurse duties with dedicated care in a progressive health care system. To learn more, call 320-839-4125. That's the Ortonville Area Health Services.
All right, it's 3-2. Dawson leading Madison here in the bottom of the third. And the first pitch of the innings, we're coming out of commercial break. Cam Sather swung at the ball, and it just went about 6 feet in front of home plate. Schomer, the catcher for Madison, picked it up and then threw over to first and pulled the first baseman off the bag, Heinicke. And so an error there, and so Sather's on first base. That's the fourth error of the ball game here. Two for Dawson and two for Madison. Here's number 14, Colton Bothan. Bothan had a RBI. There goes the runner, and the pitch, no throw. And Sather steals second base. And let's see what the count is here. Two balls and no strikes, I believe. To Colton Bothan, the runner on second now. We've got a good ball game, a one-run lead for Dawson. There's a bunt in front of home plate. Smith, the pitcher, fields it, throws to first, and I think he's off the bag. He was. Heinicke was off the bag. Everybody's safe. Sather gets to third. Bothan gets the first. That was a nice bunt by Bothan. So runners on the corners for Dawson. Nobody out. Nolan Smith pitching for Madison. Colin Olsen at the plate. Here's the pitch. There goes the runner, and no throw. And they'll just let Bothan get the second base. So Dawson now with a great opportunity here. Nobody out. They lead Madison 3-2 here in the bottom of the third. And bottom of the third, and the pitch there from Smith is a strike. On third base is Sather. Poffin at second. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. 2-0. To Colin Olson. 2-0 count to Colin. Nobody out. Runners on second and third for Dawson. Nolan Smith needs to work his way out of a jam. There's a ground ball right back to the pitcher. Smith throws the first for the out. And now they got the runner to third. They got Dawson's got a runners by third base. Two runners by third. And now they're going to just throw it home. They got to run him back to the base. Now they're going to run to third. And everybody's safe for Dawson. They get back to the bag. Wow, I'm not sure what happened there. Colton Bothan took off on the ground ball to third base, and all of a sudden Bothan and Sather are standing by third base together. Madison got Sather in a hot box between home and third, and Sather got back to third safely. And that was Colin Olson grounded out to the pitcher, so there's one out. Olson grounded out to Smith, the pitcher. Smith threw the first, and the runners held there, Bothan did not hold. He tried to get the third. I'm not sure if he was confused about how many outs there were, but doesn't matter. Everybody got back to the base. Everybody's safe. Here's Holland Shocker. Holland had the big hit so far in the game. It was a 2-RBI triple to the right center field warning track. He hits that one high in the air to right field. This is in the field. Oh, back is, and oh, making a one-hand catch is Lilliard out there in deep right field. And tagging up and scoring is Sather. So Shocker with another sacrifice RBI there. Two outs now. Shocker lifted it high to right field. Major league pop-up. Malcolm Lilliard out there makes the catch, and then tagging up at third was Sather. Here's number 13, Aiden Dahl. Bothan's at third base now. Two outs. Aiden Dahl batting. Smith the pitcher. Curveball just missed. One ball, one strike to Aiden Dahl. Runner on third for Dawson. There's a ground ball. Oh, nice fielding play by the shortstop, Gavin Meyer, and he throws the first for the out. What a play by Madison's Gavin Meyer at short. He almost fielded that ball by the second base bag. Wow. So that was amazing play by Gavin Meyer for Madison. That'll end the inning. The score remains Dawson 3, Madison 2. And Madison coming to bat here in the top of the fourth. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your Cockleman Construction of Camby. They'll do the job right for you, offering gravel, fill, black dirt, crushed concrete, rock, excavator, dozer, loader blade, and skid loader work, building site preparation, and more. Call 507-223-7767, Cockleman Construction of Camby.
All of your family's eye care needs are found under one roof. Heartland Eye Care Centers. We welcome patients of any age, from pediatrics to geriatrics. From our comprehensive eye exams and vision correction to our management of age-related eye diseases, Heartland Eye Care Center wants to help you see our world as clearly as possible. Our warm and friendly doctors believe that personalized care is as important as the latest advances in eye care. We're Heartland Eye Care Centers in Marshall, Camby, and Dawson.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Dave's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located at 616 3rd Street West, Madison, Minnesota. Need a plumber? Dave Polotsky is state licensed and a master plumber. Call 320-598-3761. Also by Jim's Market, Yellow Medicine County's most complete food store. They're located right along Highway 75 in Camby. They offer a fresh bakery department, full-service deli. Jim's Market, low prices, great service, located Highway 75 in Canby. State Bank of Taunton, a home bank for home people. Convenience, all their services add up to the easy one-stop banking you've been looking for night or day. They're right on your way. State Bank of Taunton, member FDIC, and an equal housing opportunity lender.
Welcome back to Nelson Field here in Dawson. Junior American Legion Baseball. Madison and Dawson in a battle here. Madison's scored two runs. It's just scored a run in the third there. Dawson did. It's 4-2. 4-2. Dawson leading Madison. It's 8-9-1 batters for Madison here. In the top of the fourth inning, Malcolm Lilliard, Jackson Fernals, and Brent Schomer. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a miss by Malcolm Lilliard, the right fielder. Malcolm was walked in his only at-bat. 1-1 count here to Lilliard. The pitch from Bothan. Ground ball foul into the third base dugout. Ooh, Jared snagged one. What a fielding play there by Coach Jared Royland at third base. Bare-handed that one. That was some quick reaction there by Coach Royland. 1-2 pitch. Curveball. He had a duck out of the way of that one. Lilliard did. Madison scored a run in the second and a run in the third. Dawson had three in the first and then one in the third. Here's the pitch from Bothan, called strike three. Strikeout number three for Bothan. One out. Here's Jackson Fernals. Fernals was hit by a pitch and is only at bat in the game. Colton in his windup, and the pitch, a bit outside for ball one. A lot of activities during Riverfest here in Dawson. I got tickets for Saturday night, the Carpenters music. That should be fun. There's a strike called to Jackson. Tickets still available for that. Rainy days and Mondays, the music of the Carpenters, 7 o'clock at Memorial Auditorium. There's a swing and a foul back. One of my wife's favorite groups, the Carpenters, back in the 70s. One ball, two strikes to Jackson Fernals. Here's a windup and the pitch by Bothan, swung on. Oh, it knocked the pitch. Umpire's mask off, Clint Schiller. The swing there by Fernals. The ball just smoked the home plate umpire, Clint Schiller's, and the mask flew off his head. He's okay. Sun is shining brightly here at Nelson Field right now. 1-2 pitch, curveball, strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts for Colton Bothan. And here's the top of the order, Brant Schomer. Top of the order here for Madison. They're down 4-2. Junior American Legion Baseball. Dawson 1-1 on the season. Madison 2-1. There's a shot third base. It's fair right over the third base bag. And Schomer on his way to second base. Here's the throw, and he's safe. That was close. Schomer diving head first. He got a double the hard way. That was a rocket down the third baseline. Give credit to Kyan Mosing, the left fielder. Boy, he got there. He had a chase, run a long ways there to get the ball. He made a strong throw to his cutoff to second base. And Schomer was just about thrown out at second. Schomer with his lead at second. Here's Gavin Mortensen. Pitches high. That ball hit by Schomer right over the third base bag. Ace Larson, the third baseman, kind of dove for it, but out of his reach. There's a swing and fall back by number two, Mortensen. A lot of things happening in this game, and we're in the fourth inning. Nice crowd on hand here tonight at Nelson Field watching this Junior Legion game. One ball, one strike. Pitch from Colton. Outside. Nice stop by the catcher, Aiden Dahl. Colin Olson over at first. Jaden at second. Olson playing short. Larson at third. Mosing in left. Sather in center. Shocker in right. for the Dawson Junior Legion team. Next pitch, strike called. The Dirt Dogs are called. Not quite sure how they come up with that name, but been there for a while. Called strike three. What a pitch by Bothan. He had three strikeouts in that inning. And that'll end the inning for Madison. No runs on one hit. No errors, and they leave one on. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Dawson 4, Madison 2. We'll be back after this.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your locally owned full-service bank, Farmers and Merchants State Bank of Appleton, member FDIC, offering personal banking at its best. See them for all your insurance needs, too, with the Farmers and Merchants Insurance Agency. Sports also brought to you by the Lockbrow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison, proud of over 83 years of servicing our area with high-quality products, dependable service, fair prices, and a quality staff. From premium Senex Ruby Fieldmaster Diesel Fuel, Senex Gasoline, premium Senex Oils and Greases, 24-hour pay at the pump facilities, also E85, dry bulk fertilizer, chemicals, and more, there's only one place to go, your hometown Senex dealer, Lockbrow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison. Sports also brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, servicing 3,281 customers, providing water to over 18,000, an average of 3,610,000 gallons of water per day. Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, the best tasting drinking water in the state of Minnesota. This according to officials with Minnesota Rural Water Association.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Peterson Team Realty in Madison. Don Peterson and Tristan Bothan are committed to treating every person with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. They're a full-service real estate company. Check out their website at westernhomesource.net. Thinking about selling your home, business, or acreage? Call them at 325-98-3344. Peterson Team Realty. Sports brought to you by Northern Plains Tiling, North Highway 75, Madison, where they use dependable Prinsco pipe, the pipe with the gold stripe. If you need some tiling work done, give them a call, 325-98-3344. $39.99. That's Northern Plains Tiling, Madison. Put their experience to work for you. You'll be glad you did.
And sports also brought to you by the Strand Insurance Agency, located 686 6th Street in Dawson. Need a quote for your farm, auto, business, or home? Contact the Strand Insurance Agency. Talk to Peter or Vicki. They're located 686 6th Street, Dawson, or call 320-769-4410. The Strand Insurance Agency, Dawson.
All right, Ace Larson for Dawson hits a pop-up down the right field line and goes out of play for strike one. Dawson leading Madison in this Junior Legion game by a score of 4-2. And we are in the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Ace Larson, Braden Jaden, and then the top of the order, Eli Olson, facing Smith. And the pitch is down low for a ball. Nolan Smith, a tall right-hander, giving up three hits so far in the game. There's a shot. There's a fourth hit. Right center field, and cutting it off there was Lilliard. Nice piece of hitting there for Ace Larson of Dawson out to right field. Brings up the number nine batter. Number, ooh, we got a new batter here, number 12. Aiden Olson batting. Aiden Olson batting for Braden Jaden. Number 12, first at bat. Here's the pitch from Smith. It's high for a ball. So we've got Ace Larson at first base after his hit out in the right center field to start the bottom of the fourth inning. Paul Ramo here at Nelson Field in Dawson tonight. Here's a pitch from Smith, then that's a strike call. You want to be here tomorrow night for Merchants Night. A lot of things happening. Dirt Devils will play at 5, and then the Dawson Drakes will take on the Minnesota Mud Hens at 8 o'clock, and they're going to give a lot of prizes away. Oh, a nice bunt by Olson down the first baseline. Smith picks it up, throws it high, and pulls the first baseman off again. It's the second time that's happened between Smith and Heineke, and that's given air there to the pitcher. Ace Larson goes to second, and Coach Tony Smith comes out of the dugout. Tony's not too happy about that. So we got a break in the action, and Coach Smith talking with his infield, with runners on first and second. for Dawson. Once again, Riverfest tomorrow. I mentioned Merchants Night tomorrow night. They're going to give a lot of merchant giveaways. The merchants in Dawson are very generous, and they're going to give a lot of stuff away throughout the Dawson Drakes game with Minneota tomorrow night. And if you're at the Dawson Swimming Pool parking lot between 5 and 6, Midwest Bank, Root Beer Floats, and Coin Day, that's going on tomorrow as well to kick off Riverfest here in Dawson. All right, Eli Olson batting, runners on first and second, nobody out for Dawson, they lead 4-2. Here's a fake, a bunt pulled back by Olson. Eli Olson at the plate. Eli has flied out to third base and then was hit by a pitch in his two at-bats here in the game. The pitch from Smith, a bunt laid down, Smith fields it and throwing it up. Oh, they throw it on the right field and two runs might score here for Dawson. And no, they're going to hold him up at third. Ace Larson comes in. Ace Larson comes in to score another error. Bunt laid down by Eli. And Smith throwing it to first base. The second baseman, Gavin Mortensen, was covering. And he threw it to the right of him. And it went out to right field in the foul territory there, allowing a run to score. And oh, now it hits bats. Oh, no, maybe not. Mosing avoiding being hit by a pitch with a ball. So, Olson, second base. Olson's at second base. Here's the pitch. There's a shot to short. Gavin Meyer going to come home with it, and he is safe at home. Aiden Olson sliding in, and another run for Dawson. And Eli Olson goes to third, Mosing to first. Okay. Wow. The ball was hit to short. And Meyer, instead of throwing to first, decided to go home. It was a fairly close play at home. Schomer, the catcher, held onto the ball. But Olson slid underneath his tag at home for the run. Now Smith from the stretch, there goes runner to second, and here's the throw to second, they're cut off. And now Dawson with runners on, Mosing on second, Olson on first. There is nobody out. Nobody out. And 1-2-3-4-5-6-2 is the score. There's a pop-up down the left field line by Cam Sather. 6-2, the score. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Cam Sather batting, runners on second and third, nobody out. And a shot to right field, base hit. This is going to score another run. And coming in to score is Eli Olson, and it's 7-2. Big inning here for Dawson on a number of Madison errors. Olson gets to third. Sather with his single to right. Here's number 14, Colton Bothan. Bothan had an RBI in the first inning. 7-2 is the score. Dawson leading Madison. Here's the pitch. Gets by the catcher, and the runner at third will stay. Sather goes down to second on the fastball. Colton Bothan at the plate. Three errors, I believe, in this inning for Madison. It's cost him runs. We were 3-2 at one point. There's a high fly ball, center field. Moen coming in. That's going to drop in there to left center. Fernals, and two runs are going to score for Dawson. Two runs in off Bothan's bat. Two RBI single, kind of a blooper between left center field. Fernall is the left fielder, Moen the center field, and they didn't have a chance of getting there. It just dropped in there. So two more runs in here for Dawson. and they lead 9-2. Still nobody out. Here's Colin Olson. Big fourth inning here for Dawson. Strike called to Colin. Yeah, what they say in baseball, errors and walks will kill you. One strike to Colin Olson. Strike two, nice fastball there by Smith. Paul Ramo here at Nelson Field tonight. Jody Mosing running the PA and the scoreboard and doing a fine job. Here's a pop-up in the infield. Grant Bierke right at third base makes the catch in fair territory. Finally an out there for Madison. High pop-up there by Colin. Here's number seven, Holland Shocker. Holland hasn't really done anything in the game. Just had a two RBI triple in the first and an RBI in the third. So he has three RBIs here in the ball game, and he has a runner on first base in Shocker. There goes the runner to throw to second. He's safe. Boffin stealing second base. Boffin with three RBIs for Boffin. He had an RBI in the first, a sacrifice fly. And now he just picked up two. Holland Shocker batting. Smith, the pitcher, pitch outside. And Nolan looks a little frustrated out there right now. Smith checks Boffin at second, and the pitch. Oh, it hits him in the elbow. Heard the pop up here. Another hits batsman. And runners on first and second. Aiden Dahl will bat.
Catcher, number 13, Aiden Dahl.
Aiden's popped out to short to Gavin Meyer. And he flied out to short Gavin Meyer. So he's a hit to the shortstop. Both at bats here for Aiden Dahl. Pitches outside for a ball. One out. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. 9-2. Dawson leading. They've scored five runs here in the fourth on three Madison errors. There's a strike thrown. Fastball by Nolan. Little breeze out there. The American flag blowing straight out lightly. Come this way, right? Here's the next pitch. Swing and a miss for strike two. One ball, two strikes, number 13, Aiden Dahl. We'll have softball for you tomorrow from Lacapoil Valley. The Milan Legion, the Crushers, they call themselves, host Minnesota. 6 o'clock, first pitch. Ground ball, hit the short. Meyer fields it. Oh, and he drops the ball. Can't. Underhand at the second, another error there for Madison. Wow, and the Dawson has batted around. Bases are loaded.
Number 18, your third base.
And we're in the bottom of the fourth, and here's Ace Larson. He already batted, got a base hit to right field this inning. Pitch outside. Got Boffin at third, Shocker at second, Aiden Dahl at first. Four errors for Madison. Base is loaded for Dawson. There's just one out here in the bottom of the fourth. Smith in his windup and the pitch. There's a shot to the right field. If this is fair, this is trouble. And it's fair, right on the right field line. Two more runs are coming in for Dawson. And Ace Larson with a double. Ace Larson with a two RBI double right down the right field line. Lilliard got there as soon as he could. And wow. Boffin scores from third. Shocker from second. Dahl goes from first to third. And Ace Larson to second with his double. Wow. Two more runs in here. It's 11-2. Here's Jaden batting, the second baseman. And runners on second and third. Aiden Dahl at third, Larson at second. Big hits there by East Larson. And there's a shot to left, another hit, and that's going to score another run. Hits by the left fielder a little bit, and Larson's going to try to score from third, second, and he does. Two more runs in. My.
Now up to bat.
Ball is hit out to left field. Jackson Furlow, the ball just didn't get by him completely, but enough to let the Larson score from second. My scorebook's starting to look like a coloring machine. Here's Eli Olson hits a long fly ball left field, and Jackson Pernell's out there to make the catch. Two outs. Olson giving that one a ride. Pernell.
And left fielder number 8, tight end, Larson.
Smith might have reached the pitch count there. Coach Jared Royland comes out. 13-2 here in the bottom of the fourth. And that'll be all for Nolan Smith. We'll have a pitching change, so we'll take a minute or two break here at Nelson Field in Dawson. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Dawson, Dirt Dogs, 13, Madison 2. We'll be back right after this.
Sports also brought to you on Q92 by your friends at Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting, located at 119 6th Avenue on Madison's Main Street, just a block north of Highway 40. If you have any questions, give them a call, 320-598-3327. That's 598-3327 for Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting on Madison's Main Street.
The Bellingham Elevator is a full-service elevator with agronomy, grain, propane, and all of your needs all year long. Call 320-568-2127. Proud supporters of high school sports on Q92.
Another of our fine sports boosters, Madison Healthcare Services, your total healthcare provider, featuring a skilled nursing facility, critical access hospital, home care services, a fully staffed medical clinic, and a secure independent living apartment and therapy services provided by Big Stone Therapy. Visit their website for all the information at www.mhsmn.org or call 320-598-7536 for Madison Healthcare Services. Sports on Q92 by Haugen Insurance, with offices in Madison and Ortonville, serving the entire Q92 listing area. Crop insurance and more, they can help you at Haugen Insurance. Stop in, visit with Dwayne, Susie, or Peter soon. Haugen Insurance.
Shadowland Farms Trucking of Appleton offers custom trucking, lime application, and excavation. Call Brad Mitchell for more information at 320-297-0142. And Shadowland Farm Trucking is a proud sponsor of all Lacaparral Valley sports and activities.
When you grow corn or soybeans for a living, you're always looking for the latest advances to help your fields be more profitable. That's why it's time to turn to Channel. When you plant elite Channel seed products, you also get the services of your very own Channel seedsman. You see, your seedsmen work with you year-round to make the most of your operation. For customized service, expert advice, and elite seed products, your local Channel seedsmen are Tron Tossel and Dylan Erickson of Tron Tossel Seeds. Contact Tron at 320-297-0403 or Dylan at 320-269-1250. That's Tron Tossel Seeds, your local Channel Seeds dealer.
All right, Grant Bierke is pitching for Madison in relief of Nolan Smith. Nolan will be at third base. They just switched positions here. Well, 9 runs in here in this inning for Dawson on 4 Madison errors. And here's Kyan Mosing batting. We got a pinch batter? Okay. Cooper Money. 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 Cooper Money. Money. Okay, Cooper. Cooper Money. And a pitch. Ball 2-1. Cooper batting for Kyan Mosing. You're in the bottom of the fourth. Bierke's pitch is high for ball. Grant Bierke in relief. Tough inning here for Madison. I think Dawson just got 3 hits. And there's a strike called.
Miney? Number 21, Landon Malachek. Comes, looks like he's on deck. There goes the runner, and no throw. Aiden Olson gets down to second base. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning, 13-2. That was a walk, okay? That was a walk by Cooper. And here's Malachek batting for Sather. Bjerke from the stretch, the pitch outside. Well, we did have a good ball game there going, 3-2, 4-2, and all of a sudden, four major errors allowed, I think, eight of the nine runs. There's a strike call to number 21, Landon Malachek. Bjerke checks his runners at first and second, and the pitch is shot foul to the backstop. Nice night here at Nelson Field. I'm glad we did not playing like last night with the humidity. 111 heat index about 6 o'clock last. Oh, nice pitch by Bjerke for strike three. And that will end the inning. That will stop the bleeding. But wow, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 runs in that inning for Dawson. They lead 13-2 with Madison coming to bat here in the top of the fifth. We'll be right back.
Sports broadcasts on Q92 brought to you in part by the Madison Dental Clinic, downtown Madison, where Dr. Brandon Alstead and the staff provide quality dental care to their many patients from all around the area. They hope all of our students in the local schools have a great year in academics, arts, and athletics. Madison Dental Clinic, reminding you, take care of your teeth. Visit your dentist on a regular basis.
Clement Electric of Appleton is here to serve all of your farm, home, commercial wiring, and air conditioning needs. We are your LED lighting specialists. From new construction to remodeling jobs to service calls, there's no job too big or small. Contact Bill or Adam at 320-289-1041. That's 289-1041 for all of your wiring needs. Proudly serving the area since 1984. Clement Electric, we're here to serve you.
Welcome back to Nelson Field here in Dawson. 13-2. Dawson leading Madison here at the top of the fifth, and they're doing the 50-50 here. And, we might have a winner. We have a winner?
Josh Moan.
Josh Moan won the 50-50. Josh Moan is the lucky winner of the 50-50 here at Nelson Field tonight. All right. Madison batting here is Gavin Meyer, the 3, 4, and 5 batters. 13-2. Here's the pitch, and it's high for a ball. This is Colton Boffin continuing the pitch here. He's done a fine job. And Boffin is wind up in the pitch. There's a shot to center. Cam Sather comes in and makes the catch. One out. There's Grant Bjerke, the pitcher. Grant Bjerke batting. Let's see what Grant's done here tonight. He's reached on an error, and then he got a base hit to left field. Base hit to left. Last time up, facing Boffin. Pitches, hits him. Oh, no, the base umpire, Grant said it hit me. But the umpire says no. So Grant has to retrieve his bat. Looked like it hit him from up here. Bjerke at the plate. 13-2 is your score. And a pitch, ground ball, third base, or shortstop fields it. That's Olson, makes a long throw to first, not in time. Bjerke beats the throw. Tough play there for the shortstop, Eli Olson.
Up to bat, number 11.
Here's Nolan Smith, the third baseman.
Number
for the Madison Junior Legion team. They have 2 wins on the season, 1 loss. Dawson 1-1. Dawson beat Camby, and they lost to Bold so far this year. Here's the pitch. Oh, that hits Nolan. Man, we've had a lot of hits batsmen in the game. It might be the 5th hits batsman, I think. 1, 2, 3. Yep. So Madison with 1 out has runners on 1st and 2nd. And here's Carter Moen. Oh, we got a new batter here. Gus Holm batting for Moen. Gus Holm. Pitch is down low. Number 21, this is Gus's 1st at bat in the ball game. 10-run rule in effect here. Here's the pitch, and that was close to hitting him, or did it? No, it didn't. Home at the plate with Bierke at 2nd, Smith at 1st. Bierke with a good lead at 2nd base for Madison. There's another hits batsman. So the bases are loaded. Home hitting the back right between the numbers. Coach Sather's going to come out of the dugout, and they're going to change pitchers, it looks like. So Dawson will be changing pitchers here. That'll be it for Colton Boffin. Nice job he did. And it looks like Eli Olson's coming in the pitch, so we'll take a couple-minute break, come back. The score, Dawson 13, Madison 2. We'll be right back.
Sports also brought to you by Old National Bank in Madison. When it comes to managing your money, you need convenience, flexibility, and sometimes some good advice. That's why you have Old National Bank. They offer a range of checking accounts to meet your everyday needs, plus plenty of lending options when you need them. And you can always turn to Old National for guidance. Come meet the Madison team at 222 6th Avenue or visit anytime at oldnational.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Rise Nursery of Porter. Need large nursery trees? Well, contact Rodney Rye at Rise Nursery and Tree Moving. They have them, 4 and 10 inch in diameter. Call Rodney Rye at 507-296-4488 or give Rodney a call on his cell phone at 507-829-4614. That's Rise Nursery and Tree Moving in Porter.
And another of our sports boosters, Appleton Area Health, the Appleton Hospital, Nursing Home, and Clinic, are committed to providing high-quality health care in a personalized, compassionate manner with the hospital, nursing home, clinic, and senior housing all on one campus. They offer a full continuum of care. Appleton Area Health.
Another sports booster on Q92 is Whitnable Construction of Madison. Whitnable Construction specializes in new home construction, remodeling, and overhead doors, and much more. Whitnable Construction has over 40 years of experience in the construction business. Whatever you have in mind, Blake and his crew can do it. Call Blake today at 320-226-0202. That's 320-226-0202.
All right, we're back. Eli Olson in relief. You're pitching for Dawson and Borsted at the plate. First bat at bat here for Leo Borsted. Bases are loaded for Madison. Dawson leading 13-2 in this Junior Legion game here at Nelson Field tonight, and there's called strike 3. So Eli Olson comes in with the bases loaded and gets out number 2 on a strikeout to Borsted. And here's number 8, Charlie Hansen.
Number 8, Charlie Hansen.
First bat for Charlie here, and the pitch is a strike. Eli Olson comes in relief. Looks like Colton Boffin went to short, so they just switched positions here in the top of the 5th inning. Next pitch, strike 2 called. Bases juiced here. 1 pitch away, Dawson is. They lead 13-2 in the top of the 5th. 2 outs, and the windup by Eli, and the pitch, and that is, just low. Charlie Hansen batting. 1 ball, 2 strikes to Charlie, and Olson delivers with the bases loaded. Swing and a miss, struck him out.
So Eli Olson comes in and gets the strikeout. Wow. And that will end the game, and the 10-run rule ends at 13-2, I believe. They're not shaking hands yet. What's going on here? Game's over, right? Okay, and well, we'll take a break and we'll figure it out when we come back here.
Subway of Appleton and Dawson is also a sports booster. Stop by Subway before or after the game in Appleton or Dawson. Subway has daily specials on sandwiches and soup. Check out the featured footlong of the month at Subway. Subway in Appleton and Dawson open Monday through Saturdays 8 to 9 and Sundays 9 to 9. Subway in Appleton located along Highway 7 and Dawson Highway 212. Listen for the Subway Athlete of the Game right here on Q92.
Did you know that Dawson Grain Co-op is the oldest continuous-run farmer's elevator in the state of Minnesota, serving its patrons since September 1887? Go to DawsonGrain.com to get the latest in market prices, both locally and nationally, along with the latest weather and market trends. Also, news and reports and commentary from experts. That's DawsonGrain.com. Dawson Grain Co-op, locally owned and locally operated and always striving to help their customers and our community. Dawson Grain Co-op, located West Highway 212, Dawson.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Rick Stoltz are ready to go to work on your legal needs. Give them a call, 325-98-7578. That's 325-98-7578 for Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Wishing all of our area students a great school year. And sports brought to you by the Dairy Queen, North Highway 75, Madison. Always ready to serve up a full meal. Come on in for a delicious burger or mouthwatering Dairy Queen treat at the Dairy Queen in Madison. Just some of our Q92 sports boosters.
Sports also brought to you by Larson Brother Concrete. Call them for all your concrete needs. Call for estimates, Shannon, 507-920-8453, or Nick at 507-920-8454. No job too big or too small. Larson Brother Concrete of Dawson.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Comerford Construction and Gravel of Danvers, serving our entire Q92 listening area. They can handle all of your aggregate needs, including rock, crushed gravel, washed sand, washed rock, plus they'll do your excavation work. Call 320-567-2335. That's 320-567-2335. Comerford Construction and Gravel of Danvers, Minnesota. Sports also brought to you by First Security Bank of Canby, proud sponsor of the L.A. Amundsen Scholarship Fund. First Security Bank of Canby, member of the FDIC, and an equal opportunity housing lender.
Sports also brought to you by Sather Building Supply, located 236 North 3rd Street in Dawson. See them for all your building needs. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 till 5. Call 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, located just off of Highway 212 in Dawson, owned and operated by Ken Sather.
All right, welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo here at Nelson Field. The game is over. I guess they're going to take a little break here and get some other guys in and just play a couple innings here. But the Dawson Junior Legion team, the Dirt Dogs, defeat Madison by a score of 13-2 in five innings. Line scores read Dawson 13 runs on 7 hits, 3 errors. They left 4 on base. Madison 2 runs on 3 hits, 6 errors. For Madison in the ballgame. They left 4 on base as well. So Dawson falls to 2-2. Dawson improves to 2-1 on the season. Madison falls to 2-2. So join me tomorrow night. They're tomorrow night at 6 o'clock from La Caprile Valley. It's the Milan Crushers, Milan 18U Legion softball team, will be hosting Mineota for a doubleheader. It starts at 6 o'clock, and we'll be covering that 6 o'clock game for you right here on Q92, and this will be our first ever summer Legion softball game here on Q92 with Coach Scott Sawatsky for Milan Legion and Heidi Luwagi from the Mineota Legion. So that should be a good matchup there. Both those high school teams had a lot of people in the Camden Conference, named for Camden Conference.
Madison Hannon was the Camden MVP of the season. Heidi Luwagi was the coach of the year for Minnesota. So, and of course, you knew this, know the season Lock of Pearl Valley had an outstanding softball season this year. So that's going to be a great game. That's tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. And don't forget, come over to Dawson tomorrow here at Nelson Field for Merchant Night. And it starts at 5 o'clock. The 7th and 8th grade Dirt Devils will play each other at 5 o'clock. And then the Dawson Drakes will host the Minnesota Mudhens at 8 o'clock here at Nelson Field. And it's merchant giveaways throughout the Drakes game tomorrow night. So a lot of Dawson businesses are very generous in donations. And so you'll be want to be a part of the crowd. Maybe your name will be called here tomorrow night, and a lot of other things going on. That's the start of Riverfest. And, of course, a lot of the big things Friday night, rainy days and Mondays. Get your tickets now. The music of the Carpenters, my wife's favorite group in the 70s. We actually went and saw the Carpenters at Orchestra Hall in 74, 75, somewhere in there. And 13 rows from the stage. It was quite the concert. And so we love the Carpenters' music. We'll be there. Bought our tickets, and you can probably get them at the door. You can call 320-312-2311 or just Google DawsonBoydHeartsPresents.org, and you can order tickets online like I did the other day. So, and then, of course, the Grand Day Parade here in Dawson, Sunday at 2 o'clock, one of the best parades around. So that'll wrap up our broadcast here tonight from Nelson Field in Dawson. Your final score, the Dawson Dirt Dogs, 13, Madison 2. We'll see you tomorrow night out at Lock of Pearl Valley.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like T-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Minnesota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Blaine's Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Here's your Q92 country weather for western Minnesota and eastern South Dakota. Lows level off around 62 tonight under partly cloudy skies with a slight chance of thunderstorms. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 75. Lows dip down to about 58 tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Highs level off around 78 Thursday with a slight chance for showers. Slight chance.